morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. In the latest crop progress report released yesterday from the USDA, the data shows that the winter wheat harvest in Kansas has started to gain traction finally over the past week, now at about 22% complete. Meanwhile, Oklahoma and Texas are nearing the home stretch after a few weeks of hit-and-miss rainfall that has kept the harvesters from moving faster than they already have been. Wheat harvest in Oklahoma and Texas are roughly neck and neck currently at 77 and 74% complete respectively. Nationally, the U.S. soybean crop condition is currently rated at 67% good to excellent, 26% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. The U.S. corn condition is also rated at 67% good to excellent, with 25% fair and 8% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions this week have dropped across the board. Oklahoma is rated at 87% good to excellent, Kansas at 79% good to excellent, and Texas down to 53% good to excellent. And according to OSU cotton specialist Dr. Randy Bowman, the Oklahoma cotton crop situation at this time is a very mixed bag. A lot of irrigated cotton was planted during the second week of May. However, cotton producers are still busy finishing up planting mostly dryland fields, but also working on weed management and watching for square formation. Some of our irrigated acres had to be replanted due to high-intensity rainfall thunderstorm events in the second half of May and on into early June. Planted acreage will be very large, though, for the state, and we may possibly even have the most cotton acres since the early 1980s at perhaps 500,000 acres or so. We have producers who are new to planting cotton this year and some who are planting cotton for the first time in many years. And also, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue today is playing host to his counterparts from Mexico and Canada in Perdue's own home state of Georgia. Canada's Trade Minister and Mexico's Secretary of Agriculture will join Perdue for a tour of the Georgia Ports Authority and a farm tour. The trilateral meeting is the first time the three will hold meetings since President Donald Trump triggered renegotiation efforts of the North American Free Trade Agreement. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, also from Georgia, called the meetings encouraging and a way to build a deeper level of understanding of trade between the three nations. NAFTA has created opportunities for agricultural trade for U.S. farmers with both Canada and Mexico. And Duval encouraged Secretary Perdue to use the meeting to identify areas to further improve agricultural trade with our neighbors. You got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E Series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor. And if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere. And because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117, residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
If you'd like to check out that entire crop progress report for this week, be sure to check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.